I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. For many of the nation's leading healthcare providers, quality in healthcare no longer simply refers to the standard of clinical care provided within a hospital or clinic. It now also encompasses helping ensure that patients, especially those from underserved populations, have their basic social needs met. This effort to address social determinants of health, things like stable, safe housing and adequate food sources, transportation, and other social intervention needs, is all part of having a quality continuum of care. That's because these factors have a major impact on patients' long-term health outlook. Research shows they can affect up to 60% of a person's overall health and impact hospital readmissions and preventable emergency department visits. New programs, innovative and unlikely partnerships, and pathways have been developed to help in this endeavor. These initiatives seek to create sustainable, high-impact, and cost-effective social needs interventions that connect patients to community-based resources to address clinical, social, and spiritual needs of all kinds. Social determinants and health disparities cost the overall health system in the U.S. over $77 billion every year. By helping address patients' social circumstances and quality of life, healthcare providers can educate, enable, and empower patients to improve their overall well-being and move from crisis care to preventive care. In turn, this could help reduce the burden and cost on our nation's healthcare system, which represents a win for all of us. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.